Hello and a very warm welcome to you who chose to tune into my podcast today. Today's topic is something that I have been wanting to talk about for a while because these are things that I have been noticing and observing among the newbies in the field of writing. And in fact, not just in writing, in any form of content creation, which includes writing articles, copywriting for businesses, running content marketing campaigns, recording podcasts, making YouTube videos, or even gathering up followers on your social media accounts. Now, if you are a content creator who can identify yourself with any of the categories that I just mentioned, then you would know that the number one thing that we content creators want is to grow our audience, our community, our followers, right? And many newbie content creators who are not able to grow their audience or their following as fast as they desire, they end up getting disappointed when they actually need to really keep on going, have faith and patience, and understand that in the world of content creation, it takes time for people to start knowing you, trusting you, and recognizing you as having an authority in your niche. So I want to quickly go through some of the common mistakes that I observe many content creators making these days that stop them or kind of become hurdles in the way of them gaining traction and growing their audience. Okay, so the first deadly mistake that I see is that many content creators, especially when they're just starting out, they don't have a very informed decision about their niche. They don't know what their niche is. They don't know who their target audience is, and they also don't know what their target audience wants. You see, having a niche is really important because at the end of the day, people need to have a reason to subscribe to your page or to your channel, you know, and to follow you on your social media accounts. People need to know what is it that specifically you'll be talking about or writing about on your page, on your blog, or on your channel. So if you are not clear in what you are delivering to your audience, what do you think would be their incentive to follow you back? If you do not develop a niche for your content, your audience wouldn't know who you actually are and what exactly is it that you deliver to them. Now, this is particularly important if you are just starting out. Once you are able to secure quality traffic for the first niche that you begin with, then you can consider expanding your niche to include broader content categories. But when you are a beginner content creator, you really cannot do that. First, you need to build a tribe and following that just supports you no matter what type of content you produce. Then you can expand from there. So when you're starting out, you want to be as focused as possible because when you try to speak to everybody, you actually end up speaking to nobody at all. Okay, the second deadly mistake that I see so many beginner content creators doing is literally having meltdowns over lost followers or subscribers. Okay, you see, I get it. I get it that it stings. I get it that it hurts when those numbers drop. But at the end of the day, I really want you to have it in your mind that it's always going to be about quality over quantity. So instead of crying over the people who left you, make sure that you're delivering the most value to those people who have stayed with you. Treat them like gold. It is such a bad mindset to constantly chase those numbers of people who decided to leave you anyways. Maybe they were even using bots, or maybe they were doing, you know, the follow-unfollow kind of stuff. So you should rather be focused on building your connection with the people who have decided to be there for you and continuously try to provide great value for them in the form of great content and showing up for them on a persistent basis. The third deadly mistake that I see content creators making is that they are not thinking long-term. What I mean by this is that I see a lot of content creators just solely focusing on the vanity metrics or just, you know, posting things in order to grow their social media accounts. However, what they don't ask themselves is, where am I actually going with this? Where am I taking this site or this channel? Am I going to create a personal brand? Am I going to ever be able to monetize anything? Am I going to launch any products in the future? These are questions that all content creators should be asking themselves because otherwise you're just going to be someone who gets some quick following for a while but is not able to make money out of all the content that you produce at the end of the day. Okay? Even if you are able to make few bucks through affiliate marketing or something if you go down that road, it will be hard for you to scale it up if you do not plan for the long term from the very beginning. Right? So if you want to make money as a content creator, eventually in the long run, you really need to have long-term goals from the very beginning when you first start out. Now, the fourth deadly mistake is not building an email list from the very beginning when you start out. Some of you might think that an email list is totally outdated, but as a professional content creator, I can tell you that an email list is actually very, very important for your business and your brand. Now, if you want a complete guide on how to boost your sales through effective email marketing or how to build an email list from scratch, there's going to be another episode on that soon. But for now, let's move on to the next mistake. Okay? So the fifth deadly mistake is making poor collaboration pitches. I see so many content creators trying to collaborate with other content creators, but doing it in a totally wrong way. If you are a smaller content creator and you're reaching out to a content creator who is much, much larger than you, then you have no right to straight out ask them to hop onto your site and help you out, because, you know, that doesn't make any sense. And the same goes for brand deals. You cannot go to a brand and ask them to help you out. Because, you know, I see a lot of content creators approaching people and brands in a very inauthentic and selfish way. You see, if you really want to successfully collaborate with other people and other brands, then you need to put on your thinking hat and ask yourself, what is it that you can do for them? Let's say you are a foodie blogger and you want to collaborate with another foodie blogger that has 10 times bigger audience than you do. So instead of spamming that person's contact form or Facebook page with tons of messages and, you know, begging them to collaborate with you, you can let them know that you share a similar audience as them, and then you can offer something of value that you can do for them, and in return ask them to let you promote your site or your brand in one of their events, maybe through, you know, a keynote speech or a banner at the event's venue. So what I mean is, always try to offer or pitch something that makes sense to the other party, provides value to them, and gives them a solid reason for wanting to accept your proposal, right? Now, the sixth deadly mistake that I see content creators making is sharing their posts in irrelevant promotional groups. Now, I understand that when you are starting out, you just want to plug your links everywhere. However, what you don't realize is that if you are promoting your content in the wrong promotional groups that are not even within your niche, then that's going to absolutely kill your readership or your views. Because if you do that, the moment somebody clicks on a link to your site, they're just going to click out immediately because they realize it's not for them. This is not what they have been looking for. So you need to avoid spamming your links in all the irrelevant promotional groups without realizing the impact that it can have on your readership. Okay, the seventh deadly mistake that I see a lot of content creators making is that they are not engaging with their audience. Now, this is a huge no-no if you want to become a successful content creator and if you want to successfully form a community and a tribe. Keep in mind that if you want to make a living as a content creator, you will not be able to do that without the people who are currently supporting you by engaging with your content or your first few pieces of articles or videos that you are posting. Okay, so make sure that you show some appreciation, you show some gratitude, some love, and engage back with the people who want to see your work. Right? Now, as you grow in this field, obviously it becomes harder and harder to message back every single person or answer every single question and also even reply to every single email, and I completely get that. However, when you're first starting out, really make a conscious effort and figure out how you can make each subscriber, each follower, each viewer, or every person who comments on your posts to feel as important as possible. Okay, last but not the least, another mistake is when content creators give up too early. Now, even in my content creating career, I have wanted to give up so many times, but soon I started noticing that it is actually easy to scale in this field if you can maintain a little bit of patience and consistency. Because you never know when you hit a huge snowball effect, you see? So for many beginners, the moment that they don't see the results as quickly as they expect to see, they get too disappointed and they resort to giving up. And that's not good. You should instead have a solution-oriented approach to content creation. And you might have days when you feel like it's all a waste of time, but if you get through those days, you will actually start seeing that results do begin to show up eventually. Okay, I hope that if you are a content creator already, or if you wish to pursue your career or profession or your business in this field, then the tips that I mentioned or the mistakes that I just mentioned that you should avoid really made you feel better. I want to assure you that once again, it's all just about having patience and being consistent when you are, you know, in the field of creating content. So if you devote your full year's attention working on and building your own publication site like I did, or building up your own maybe YouTube channel or starting your own podcast, I assure you that it's only a matter of time until you become successful and start making a living as a content creator.